This is The Sunday Papers with Rick Cogan on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes after 8. Like you were living under a rock for the last 3 days. No, there was a time change. Yeah. David Fink and Kim Clark of the of Three Oaks and the Acorn Theater and soon of Congress.
Yeah, you can call me Congressman.
Or staying. Congressman. Call you Congressman now. I've been joined by my pal Steve Justman. Steve, you got to talk real close to the mic. Because I thought that, you know, you and I grew up in an era that is kind of being resurrected by these guys. Didn't you think what they're doing up there is amazing?
Yes. Yes, because nobody's doing it much anymore.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
That's a look of pity, Steve. No, that doesn't look right.
Rick, the way you say it, it's like when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not helping either. No. That's not good.
Well, but I mean, you've been a performer in this town. Take me back. Tell me more about your performing history. I mean, tell me about you.
Okay.
We met through, I got to say this, we met through the great Bob Dannon, who is doing something on a smaller but no less interesting scale than you two guys are, and he does it at Charlie's Coffee House in Wilmette.
Right.
You know, he's turned it into an old-fashioned kind of, you know, Well Street club.
And well, Bob Dannon is kind of like taking it back to what the Earl of Old Town was.
Yeah.
Okay. Chicago has always been a great folk music community, performance place, and Bob recognized that. His place, Charlie's Coffee House, in downtown Wilmette, is like taking a step back to a coffee house where you could, you know, sit down, relax, and really see some really good folk music talent.
Yeah.
Why would a guy named Bob start a place called Charlie's Coffee House?
His dog.
Yeah, it's the dog.
That's what's going to make you one of the floor leaders of Congress,
well,
having
sorry,
that kind of insight
show.
To ask.
I'm sure he gets like I did.
You're there this Friday, right?
I'm playing there. I'm opening for a nationally known act, Jennifer Armstrong. I'm opening for her, and it's a pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, and a privilege.
Yeah.
But I have played there a few times on my own, and, you know, it's a great audience with a great sound
system. When did you start playing?
I really started performing when I was about 13. Back when I was in junior high in Morton Grove, I played in a folk group with a good pal of mine, Lee Scher. And we had some teachers who were also a folk group. And they heard us, and I guess they were kind of blown away. Here's these
little
kids
who are better than we are.
Who could really do it. They brought us down. They used to have these monthly, and here's a dated word, hoot nannies.
excuse me?
Yeah, capo. we used to have these hoot nannies in downtown Oak Park. Actually, it was this big mansion. It used to be known as the Mills House. It's right outside of downtown. I don't know what it's called now, but we always called it the Mills House, and they used to have these monthly hoot nannies that this group would play on these three teachers.
I just love that word, hoot nanny.
Yeah, I know.
It's one of the great words of
all.
One of the great words. Yeah. It sounds really dirty on
it
many
does,
levels.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, I like willy-nilly myself.
That's taking on all the money.
Hello.
So anyway, we used to take us down there, okay, and we'd play, and I used to have these adult entertainers, and then they'd bring on these two little kids with big guitars.
Oh, that's great.
And
I think that's great.
Quite frankly, we really started to get our teeth wet there, and that's where I first started performing, along with Sweet 16 parties at that time. And I think there was a couple of coffee houses even back then that we were able to get into. Of course, they were non-alcoholic, so they'd let us play.
Yeah, sure.
And
did you aspire to be a professional musician at that time? And fellas, move in on this. This is like a round table. It's
after,
like four guys sitting around the bar.
Second to aspiring to play for the Cubs, I suppose. that was
did the Cubs call? Is that what happened?
No, they didn't call.
They never
call.
I hate that happens.
But, you know, it's been like a lifelong passion for me, playing and singing. And I played in various groups over the years, country rock groups, folk groups, bluegrass. And in the last year and a half, almost 2 years, I've been now doing a solo thing. Just, hey, don't have to rely on anybody that they can't make it.
Sure,
because you can't get along with other people.
I'm in tune and they're not. And
you sound a little bitter there.
No, not at all. I know some real good people to play with. But
this must be an incredible burden for your family, though, to have a musician in the family.
Well, I married my beautiful wife, Gail,
you married
5 years ago, and I says, well, I don't play golf. So you never have to...
There's an endorsement. Yeah, that's at least I'm not a self-indulgent idiot who plays golf.
I don't
stab myself in the head. That's like, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah, let's get married.
And then, you know, I was more interested in, I guess, hanging out with her at that time, so I wasn't really doing too much music at that time. And then,
well, she's your wife.
Yeah, I know. So you got to pay attention to her.
You want to play a song?
Sure.
Good transition, Rick.
Ooh, it's
consider this an audition for the Three Oaks Theater. Mm-hmm. For the Hoot.
Don't feel there's any pressure.
See, but you two guys, David Fink and Kim Clark, now I think they're going to be driving back going, hey, you know, there's a Hootenanny night. We could do that. Well, I'm serious about
sure,
you
why
two.
Not?
Hogan doing a remote and Hootenanny.
Yeah. You know, my niche is vintage folk and classic country. Okay, it's like, there's a lot of great songs out there that... a lot of people don't sing anymore. You don't hear them on the radio. They were very popular in a different era. No, I didn't write them, but I give credit to the people who did. And these songs still need to be heard.
What are you going
to
play?
So we're going to do one that was probably done by just about every folk singer at one time in the early to mid-60s, written by a guy named Jesse Fuller, called the San Francisco Bay Blues.
Oh, it's a great song.
I got the blues when my baby left me by the San Francisco Bay. Well, ocean liner carries so far away. Didn't mean to treat her so bad. She was the best girl ever had. Said goodbye, made me cry. Gonna lay right down and die. Well, I ain't got a nickel. I ain't got a lousy dime. If she don't come back, think I'm gonna lose my mind. If she ever comes back to stay, it's gonna be another brand new day. Walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. We're sitting here looking through my back door, just wondering which way to go. Girl that I'm so crazy about, she don't want me anymore. Guess I'll catch me a freight train, cause I'm feeling kinda blue. Ride all the way to the end of the line, thinking only of you. Meanwhile in another city, just about to go insane. Thought I heard my baby call, the way she calls my name. If she ever comes back to stay, gonna be another brand new day. Well, I'm walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Well, meanwhile in another city, just about to go insane. Thought I heard my baby call, the way she calls my name. If she ever comes back to stay, gonna be another brand new day. Well, I'm walking with my baby down by the San Francisco. Walking with my baby by the San Francisco. Walking with my baby by the San Francisco Bay.
Yeah, even modulated.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is Steve Justman. You can catch him next Friday at Charlie's Coffee House at 1126 Central Avenue in Wilmette. And a few other places that we'll talk after I let David Fink and Kim Clark drive back home. One of the great joys for you two in running the Acorn Theater, because it's one of the great joys for me, is to, and we're not discovering it, we're finding it. The great surprise in having someone come to you and say, hey, I want to do something at your theater.
Oh, yeah.
And you say, okay, what do you do? And you're just blown away.
Yeah.
David does it mostly. It's just a great thing. We get probably, what, 10, 12...
A lot of stuff.
Wow. I so admire you guys. You can now drive back to Michigan. And
well,
I will
thank
see
you.
I will see you this summer because the little kid, we went up there, as I told you guys, Fiona's first road trip was to the opening of B Books, Rick Tuttle's amazing bookstore.
Great place.
And
great
gallery, because what Rick does with books is art.
It's art, yeah.
Can you imagine what you know, what Kerouac and some of the other people who he's...
Would do?
They would lose their minds seeing how Rick is...
Example,
how
he presents the first edition of Tarzan built into a
literal
trunk.
So he hasn't sold that yet?
He did sell it, but I wanted him to do another because it's so beautiful.
Oh, he really does. He thinks it through and he creates great pieces of artwork.
Yeah.
He did one of my book with Maury Posey, Everybody
really?
Pays.
Oh, that's why you like him so much. We
paid for it, I think. Maybe Colleen. I don't remember how we got it. Congratulations, you two. I think what you're doing up there is it gives me hope for this planet. And then
we'll talk again.
From Congress to senator to God knows what.
Lots of reasons to have hope.
As we're conquering the world.
I'm so glad you guys came in. It's great to meet you, and continued success up there. AcornTheater.com. Look at that, and then go from there to explore the whole Three Oaks area. You could make it. You could make it your summer vacation destination.
And for performers, there's a performer section.
You've got a great website. I mean, it's really geared to helping performers. It is a pleasure to meet you guys. We'll
take
a little
commercial
break and be back and spend some more time with Steve Justman talking about the strum and drang of the life of a folk singer.
Good job, Steve.
Beginning Monday, April 3rd.
All set. Action! Lead drive from the air to left. This ball's got a chance. Gone!
Our Cubs cash comes back.
Back-to-back check.
Back-to-back check.
Get up to 7K in cash every game with back-to-back jacks from OfficeMax.
Listen for your cue to call an in win during Cubs Central pregame beginning Monday, April 3rd.
We're the voice of the Cubs. 720 WGN.
When it comes to incredible table action, Horseshoe is the original. For over 50 years, we've been offering the ultimate gambling experience, featuring the absolute best odds and highest limits. And more than ever, our world-class tables are quite simply legendary. We were the first casino to offer 100 times odds on craps, the first to have $100,000 limits on Baccarat. And to this day, nobody books a bigger bet. It's all part of founder Jack Binion's simple philosophy.
There's nothing complicated about this. You just put the gambler first.
So come and discover legendary gambling only at Horseshoe Casino Hammond, the closest casino to Chicago. Take the Skyway to Indianapolis Boulevard. Call 1-866-711-SHOE.
Horseshoe cares, so play for fun and play responsibly. And if you need help quitting, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have over a million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now, and I'll rush you a free CD that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-3119. 1-800-900-3119. That's 1-800-900-3119.
Wow.
Hey everyone, I'm Summer Jackson.
And I'm Pogo.
Join us for the all-new Metro Mix on CLTV.
There's so much happening in and around Chicago that we're taking the show to another level.
That's right, Pogo. So now you can see Metro Mix every weeknight at 7, 8, 9, and midnight only on CLTV.
We have the latest on where to go, what to do, and what's new about Chicago's nightlife.
We talk with celebrities and take you to hot new clubs and restaurants.
And we have the latest on movies, music, and weekend getaways.
We tell you about the latest fashion trends.
And we give you an insider's look at the dating scene.
Well, let's do fashion first, so they can look hot on that first date.
Yeah, why not? Plus great deals and your insights from MetroMix.com.
It's what's happening tonight and what's hot for the weekend.
So whether you like concerts or clubs or just the whole Chicago nightlife scene,
you'll want to watch the new MetroMix, so check it out. MetroMix on CLTV weeknights at 7, 8, 9, and midnight.
MetroMix, only on CLTV, only on Comcast.
The all-new MetroMix, weeknights at 7, 8, 9, and midnight on CLTV, only on Comcast.
This is The Sunday Papers with Rick Cogan on 720 WGN.
Well, we've let David Fink and Kim Clark drive back to Three Oaks, Michigan, but you've got to go explore. You can start at acorntheater.com and use that as a means to explore that area. Steve Justman's going to be here till 9 o'clock. That's got to be so, to hear about people like this and to see what Bob Dannon is doing up there. This is sort of, Steve, don't you think, like almost a second coming for people of our generation who, you know, I'm not going to pay, you know, $85 to go to a big stadium. There's an intimacy at a place like Bob's where you're playing next Friday that I think enhances the entertainment experience.
No question about it. You know, maybe they're the new pioneers, where there's a void that needs to be filled there. Yeah, I mean, go to look at the movies out there, especially for the so-called baby boomer generation.
Yeah.
Okay. There's none out there to see, or very few. I mean, I guess Jack Nicholson comes out with a movie once in a while.
Yeah.
Otherwise. There's a hole there. People do want to go out still and have a good time and be in a comfort zone.
See, I think they want, and I think that if younger kids, especially, you know, people 10, 20 years younger than us, were able to experience live entertainment in a club, no matter what size the club, they would be hooked forever on it. I mean, this is the way we grew up. Where'd you go when you were a kid? Where would you go?
The Quiet Night. Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
You know, places like that where you went to a show, the sound system was excellent, you could hear a pin drop, the audience was engaged with the performer. You were comfortable. Okay,
yeah.
You weren't looking at your clock, when's this going to end?
Right.
How much
right.
time is
right.
left? I don't want it to ever end.
You know, there are those of us of a certain age who, when you say places like Amazing Grace and The Quiet Night, must just be going, oh. It's like Riverview in a way. You know, it's like remembering Riverview.
David brought up Riverview. He mentioned at his at the theater that they got the pipe organ.
You're right, we did not even talk about
from,
that.
When I was talking to him before we came on, he's got the pipe organ from the old Sally stage.
Yes.
And I said, oh, I remember Sally stage. It used to originally be Sally's. It was a rib joint.
That's right.
And it
That's
was
right.
the destination that was we used to go to after Riverview.
That's right. Remember
so,
that?
Yeah, I oh. do remember that.
It is too much. We're going to spend... until 9 o'clock with Steve Justman. He's playing Charlie's Coffee House this coming Friday, 7:30, opening for someone, but he's a headliner, as you just heard. It's at 1126 Central Avenue in Wilmette. It's a favorite stopping off place for my buddy John Toohey. And what Bob Dannon is doing there is very much like what David Fink and Kim Clark are doing in Three Oaks. It's sort of reintroducing the joy of live entertainment to the people.
Yeah, exactly so.
We'll take a little commercial break, then we'll get some news, and you will hear some more music from Steve Justman, who is here with his nice, long-suffering family, because it's hard to be married and the child of a folk musician. Trust me. Not as hard as being the wife and child of a journalist, but it's almost as bad.
Finding the right vitamin to support your optimum health can be difficult. There are so many to choose from. That's why Prevention Magazine, your trusted authority for health information for more than 50 years, has created high-potency formulas that feature premium ingredients. Prevention vitamins offer essential nutrients for today's active women at all stages of life. The Prevention Multivitamin and Mineral for Women formula features a balanced blend of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants to help promote energy and support a healthy immune system. Prevention's multi-source calcium delivers the recommended daily dose of calcium in just one serving, plus vitamin D to support bone health while protecting against osteoporosis. And the Prevention Menopause Support Formula helps relieve night sweats and hot flashes. Prevention vitamins offer simple solutions to help safeguard your health.
Look for Prevention vitamins at Jewel, Osco, GNC, Albertsons, and Vitamin World. Good health starts with prevention.
If you are ready for an easier new lifestyle, and who isn't, look no further than Lago Vista, the new active adult community from Hertz Homes in Lockport. You can live a vacation every day with maintenance-free ranch homes and townhomes priced from the $190,000 range. Get a free video tour by calling Lago Vista at 815-328-3000 or visiting online at heartshomes.com. The Lago Vista Clubhouse offers a full range of activities like indoor and outdoor pools, a sports lounge, arts and crafts rooms, fitness center, game rooms, and a media center. Lago Vista will fill your calendar with all the fun you never had time for right at your doorstep. Lago Vista is only 15 minutes from Orland Park. Start your vacation lifestyle today at Lago Vista, the new active adult resort community from Hertz Homes. If you're 55 years or older, call for a free video tour at 815-328-3000 or visit online at heartshomes.com. Hertz is an equal opportunity builder. And please stay tuned. We'll be with Steve Justman all the way till 9 o'clock. This is the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN Chicago Tribune Broadcasting Station, streaming worldwide at WGNRadio.com. And here with the news is Rob Hart.
A big test for the smaller Dan Ryan. Tonight's home opener for the White Sox at sold-out U.S. Cellular Field. The inbound express lanes were closed overnight, cutting the Dan Ryan Expressway capacity in half. The closures are part of a two-year, $600 million Dan Ryan reconstruction project. Bond has been set at $500,000 for a 27-year-old man from Crest Hill, accused of trying to take a car in the parking lot of a Tinley Park Target Wednesday. Police shot Stephen Andrews during the attempted carjacking. He was released from the hospital on Friday. Authorities in Lincolnwood are trying to identify a body that was discovered Saturday evening in the North Shore Channel in the 7400 block of North Kedzie. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office is working to determine the man's identity and the cause of his death. Former hostage Jill Carroll says the anti-war comments she made on video before being released by her kidnappers in Iraq do not represent her personal views. She is now on a plane from Germany headed for Boston after being released by her captors on Thursday. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice may have brought an unwelcome message with her to a meeting today in Baghdad with Iraq's prime minister. There is pressure on Ibrahim al-Jafari to step aside as a nominee for a second term. Rice and British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw are in Baghdad today. Ceremonies today in Vatican City, marking the one-year anniversary of Pope John Paul's death. A prayer vigil tonight will mark the exact time he died, and Pope Benedict will celebrate a Mass tomorrow. Traffic, weather, and sports are coming up. WGN News time is now 8:32.
When it comes to getting help from the food stamp program, a lot of senior citizens play the guessing game.
I own my own home. I guess I don't qualify for food stamps.
I hear seniors only get $10 in benefits, so it's not worth applying.
Aren't food stamps for families with young children, not seniors?
I can't get to the office to apply, so I probably can't get food stamps. Oh, I guess maybe I should call?
Me too.
Call 1-800-843-6154 to learn how the food stamp program can help keep good food on your table. It's worth calling. You or someone you know may have low income and be eligible for nutrition assistance. To find out more about the food stamp program and how to apply, call 1-800-843-6154. That's 1-800-843-6154. Food stamps. Eat right when money's tight. A message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
8:33 in WGN Traffic Central. Here is Scott Childers.
All right, thanks, Rob. And, of course, express lanes are now closed on the Ryan in both directions. Just the local lanes are open. We do have a bit of congestion on the outbound side from about 51st on down to the Skyway. Inbound side, so far, so good. Looks trouble-free overall. Keep that in mind, that it is not going to stay that way. And just because it's good now does not mean you want to try to get back on the Ryan. Best to avoid it and use the alternates altogether. Over in suburban Big Rock, we've got an accident with injuries. That is at US 30 and Davis Road. Watch out for that. Meanwhile, up on the north side, the Assyrian New Year Parade closes down streets on Western Avenue from Peterson to Pratt. That parade assembles at 11 o'clock this morning, and the street should open by about 3 o'clock. Shamrock Shuffle kicks off downtown in about a half hour. Jackson and Columbus Drive, that route travels north on Columbus to Grand, west to State, south to Jackson, and through the West Loop. That should be done by 3 o'clock, of course, weather permitting. and a couple other parades today, too. The Greek Independence Day Parade kicks off at 2:30. Halsted proceeds south from Randolph to Van Buren, and that is starting to get organized as we speak now. Our tollways are looking good. No complaints over on Lakeshore Drive. I'm Scott Childers in WGN Traffic Central.
And now it's time for the WGN Weather Channel forecast, and here is Melissa Roberts.
Well, good morning. A wave of energy is headed our way. Now, we are in the warm sector of a system, and we're going to see the showers and thunderstorms this morning. Right now, we're seeing showers and thunderstorms from Cedar Rapids to Clinton to Peoria, also to Bloomington and Champaign. We are going to continue to see the system push our way. Then later on this afternoon into this evening, another round of showers and thunderstorms with the possibility of strong to even severe thunderstorms will occur in our area. Large hail is possible, strong winds, and you can't rule out isolated tornadoes. This afternoon's high will be 57. Showers overnight, the low dropping to 44. Tomorrow, the rain will end early. Then we'll see peaks of sunshine in the afternoon, and it's going to be cooler. The high temperature of only 47 and windy as well, with winds out of the northwest at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Plenty of sunshine for Tuesday with a high of 51. I'm Melissa Roberts with your WGN Weather Channel forecast.
Right now we have east winds at 15 miles an hour, relative humidity 76%. At the lakefront, it's 42 degrees, 43 degrees at Midway, and 43 degrees officially in Chicago at O'Hare. Now it's time for WGN Sports Headlines, and here's Mike Farron.
UCLA and Florida will play for the Men's College Basketball National Championship tomorrow night. Florida beat George Mason 73-58, while UCLA knocked off LSU 59-45. Opening day for the 2006 baseball season, the White Sox host the Cleveland Indians tonight. Mark Burley against C.C. Sabathia, the pitching matchup. Cubs wrapped up their preseason yesterday with a 6-5 win over San Diego. Bulls beat Boston 194 to move a game behind Philadelphia for the final Eastern Conference playoff spot, and the Blackhawks lost to Columbus 5-2. I'm Mike Farron on the Voice of the Cubs, 720 WGN.
Showers, chance of severe thunderstorms tonight. Right now at O'Hare, we have cloudy skies, 43 degrees. I'm Rob Hart on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Now, back to the Sunday Papers on 720 WGN. Here's Rick Kogan.
This is why I love to do free things, because Bob Dannon at Halloween asked me to be a judge of some kind of bizarre dog costume contest up near his place, Charlie's Coffee House. And while there, he put the arm on you, too. I have to thank Steve Justman to play music while we're doing this costume contest. And Steve and I just started talking, and I said, you got to come on, because you're a folk singer and your kind of career is, again, being kind of resurrected from the days of the hoot nannies. And you're with Louis Justman.
Yeah.
Your son is in here, who's not only like a web master, right?
Yep.
You created his web. What is the website? Let's get this out of the way.
It's so easy. I mean, it is www.stevejustman.com.
That's too easy.
J-U-S-T-M-A-N. All one word, Steve Justman.
Louis, that must have been like your innovation to make it simple and easy. You're a junior at New Trier High School, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And now there's a radio station there.
Yeah, we've got a high school radio station there, WNTH 88.1 FM. You can usually pick it up about 10 miles around Winnetka.
Is that right? 10 miles is the range of that?
I'd say about that. And it's streaming worldwide online.
Oh, no. Competition for WGN.
Look out.
Competition. What do you do? Do you have a show?
Yeah, I have a show called Reverse Drive. It's pretty much variety. We talk about current events and kind of just make fun of them, and we play a wide variety of music. You know.
When's it on?
Friday's at 5 on WNTH. So.
For how long?
It's an hour show from 5 to 6.
Do you have guests in?
Yeah, we usually have student guests, people from around campus that are
making
big.
I love the idea, making fun of current events. It's like The Daily Show. It's like The Onion. I mean, do you have ambitions to get into this stupid business?
Yeah, that'd be great. That along with the whole web thing, and it should be.
Wow, this sounds like a great kid.
Yeah, I'm very proud of him. He is a good kid. It's amazing. He's a self-proclaimed geek. I mean, I guess that's cool today.
It depends who you talk to.
Yeah, it depends who you talk to.
Yeah, it depends what kind of junior girls you're talking to.
Right. But he does my website. And he makes posters for me, and he prints my business cards. He's quite good on the computer. And for that, I give him an allowance.
Of what?
Not probably enough in his mind. Hey, he gets his $40 a week.
Not a week.
Oh, no, that's right. You're
this
right.
It's like a month.
Yeah,
every two weeks.
It's when you remember.
I throw you a 10 spot every now and then, too, you know.
Now, are you proud of your dad? I mean, when you see him perform, what do you think? I mean, it must make you proud.
I guess I'm proud of him. I mean,
are you
how many other
not?
People's dads do this, so.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the things is how many other people's dads are following their passion. I mean, yeah. Steve, you have a regular gig because you're not, I know what Bob Dannon pays, and you're not making a living doing Bob Dannon's thing. No. I mean, you have a regular job.
Oh, yeah, I do. And
what do you do?
I'm a marketing manager, product marketing manager for a large electronics company named Arrow Electronics. Been with them over 20 years.
Yeah.
And hey, if there's a few people out there I know who are listening, hi, I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you sure you'll be in? You won't like go out and get drunk after this triumphant performance?
Well, you know, we're going to be done at 9. I don't think anything's open yet.
You got a good point there. That's a good. Even the Billy Goat isn't open,
not yet.
And that's what a shame. Louis, you want to hear your dad do another song?
Sure.
Would you mind, Steve?
Not at all. Not at all. That's why I brought the guitar here.
The website again is stevejustman.com.
Right.
How
and,
difficult? Justman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mentioned I do vintage folk and classic country. This is kind of a classic country song. I'm going to change gears here with it because I know my wife likes this song. This is
and you better keep her happy.
You got to keep her happy.
This
was a lesser Johnny Cash song.
Oh, great.
And Johnny Cash, you know, known for those macho prison songs and, you know, doing the songs with the snarl on his face. Actually wrote this song back in the late 50s and had a hit with it, and it's called I Still Miss Someone.
Oh. At my door the leaves are falling, a cold wild wind has come. Sweethearts walk by together, and I still miss someone. I'd go out to a party and look for a little fun, but I find I still miss someone. Oh, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. I want what we had begun. There's someone out there for me, and I still miss someone. Oh, I never got over. Them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we had begun. There's someone out there for me, and I still miss someone. Oh, I still miss someone.
It's a lovely song. That's a lovely song. I haven't heard that in a very, very long time.
Songs.
How do you, when you're playing at someplace like Charlie's next Friday night at 7:30 and then Borders Cafe in Naperville on May 5th and Mojo's Hot House Cafe on May 20th, how do you select the songs you're going to play? I mean, do you...
Well, you know, you experiment at first.
Yeah.
And you find what works. You do a mix.
Yeah.
You mix them up. I don't know, I always found that, you know, you bring your audience down a little bit, get them really, like, introspective a little bit.
And there really is, don't you think, to any musical performer, I've talked about this with Michael Smith, that there is a narrative drive to a concert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely so. And then, you know, get them moving.
Yeah.
You know, and...
And leave them laughing or smiling.
Yeah, leave them laughing, you know, and get them involved. Get them engaged. You know, some of the stuff I do... You know, I really like to get the people singing along a little bit.
Sure.
Sometimes you even see a little swaying.
How old-fashioned.
Yeah.
How wonderfully, wonderfully
exactly.
Old-fashioned. Go to stevejustman.com to see the web design of Louis Justman, soon to be national radio star. I guess you got to go to college or something first, because I have no idea how you get these kind of jobs. We'll take a little commercial break, and then we'll say goodbye to Steve and Louis and Mrs. Justman and... move on with the show. We'll be right back.
This year's Cubs home opener is larger than life. It's a Friday. It's the Cardinals. And it's Spike Odell who wants to give you tickets. Tuesday morning starting at 5.
On the voice of the Cubs.
720 WGN.
Do you have only one switch that controls all your lighting in your home or business? Of course not. Then why do you only have one thermostat trying to control the comfort in every room? Dynamic Air can make every room in your home or business comfortable. Because every area needs a different amount of air, Dynamic Air can place wireless thermostats where needed for complete comfort. Without wires, you won't have to tear up your walls, and you'll finally be comfortable. Most houses can be finished in less than a day. One day, no mess. This revolutionary system will control the amount of air going to every room. Dynamic Air works with any air duct configuration through a series of valves within your present system. Dynamic Air's system is totally silent and will reduce wear and tear on your furnace and air conditioning. You get a 100% comfort guarantee and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Kathy from Lake in the Hill said, "This is the best money we've ever spent. Dynamic Air's system will pay for itself in a few short years." Call 847-438-0570. 847-438-0570. Dynamic Air. Call 847-438-0570.
Hi, I'm Rick with Do It Best. Here's an important tip. If you'd like to make this year a better year for your lawn, then right now is the time to start. The easiest and surest way is with the best, Scott's 4-Step Annual Lawn Care Program. It consists of 4 easily applied Step-branded products. All you do is apply Step 1 right now in early spring, then you apply the other 3 Step-branded products at 2-month intervals. That's all there is to it. 4 long-lasting feedings for your grass, plus prevention of crabgrass and control of broadleaf weeds and insects. And your neighborhood Do It Best store has it on sale right now. Purchase the complete Scott's 4-Step Program and receive $5 off a 5,000 square foot lawn program or $15 off the 15,000 square foot lawn program after mail-in rebate from Scott's. Plus, now through the end of April, participating Do It Best stores will match the rebate with an in-store gift certificate good on your next visit. Ask for Scott's 4-Step Annual Lawn Care Program and other Scott's products available exclusively at Scott's Lawn Pro Do It Best dealers like
Warnemond's Do It Best Hardware, 363 Georgetown Square in Wooddale, and Al's Do It Best Hardware on Willow Springs Road in Countryside.
Michelin presents A Michelin Manifesto.
The Michelin Man is calling on drivers to liberate their performance cars from the tyranny of winter storage. Michelin Pilot Exalto all-season performance tires offer exceptional all-weather handling with a long tread life, so you'll have the confidence to throw off your car cover in every season, season after season. See your Michelin dealer or MichelinMan.com.
Michelin, a better way forward.
Shedd Aquarium is Chicago's favorite cultural attraction. One reason is the wild reef. Get face to fins with 500 species of reef fish, including sharks. Visit sheddaquarium.com.
Now back to
The Sunday Papers with Rick Cogan.
Now, it's been so much fun spending time with Steve Justman and Louis Justman, and who's this beautiful woman you're with?
Yeah, who you
refer
to as Mrs.
What's
Justman?
Her story?
That's my mother. She's probably listening to Mrs. Justman. No, that's my wife, Gail. And there is a possibility, because I gave him the website. I have a son who's studying abroad in London, Ben, who I told him, hey, you know, you can listen on
streaming
the internet.
Worldwide.
Streaming worldwide.
Whatever that means. Streaming worldwide, whatever that means. What's he doing in London?
He's studying abroad. He's a junior at a small Iowa college called Central College, and they have a great study abroad program. I'm actually going out to join him in about a week and a half. Take a little week time.
Well, between gigs,
yeah,
here,
exactly.
You got Charlie's coming up on Charlie's Coffee House.
We got Charlie's next Friday night, opening for Jennifer Armstrong. And then we've got the Heartland Cafe on Tuesday, April 25th. Borders in Naperville on the 5th of May. And Stage Left Cafe. Great little place,
yeah,
up in Woodstock.
Yeah, that is a great little
on
place.
Saturday, May 6th. Who's, you know, Woodstock's got this whole folk music thing going up there.
Well, Woodstock, festival. For those of you who've never driven up to Woodstock, and then on Friday nights at 5 o'clock, if you're within 10 miles of Neutra High School and in Winnetka, what can you hear, Louis Justman? How soon are you planning the show now?
For next week?
Yeah.
I usually plan it at about 3 a.m. the night before.
Hey, just like me.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. You're going to go far in this business. Exactly. You're going to go far. So no idea what you're going to have on this Friday.
Not usually. You can take a look at reversedrive.com.
I will.
www.reversedrive.com.
What attracted you to radio in the first place?
My brother actually did the show before me. That's not what he's going into, but
yeah.
I liked the way it sounded and just started doing it, and yeah.
Steve, you think you're going to one day play the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks? Wasn't that fun meeting those guys?
It was fun meeting those guys, and yeah, I'm open to playing just about anything. Weddings, bar mitzvahs, the Acorn Theater, and like I said, it's all about entertainment and getting people, like the audience, engaged with you, and you know, taking their minds away from their daily troubles and getting them involved and maybe singing along and tapping their toes.
Yeah, it's sort of the incredible difference between, and Louis, you probably are into this, you know, that's, you know, I see people on the bus and everybody with iPods, and I've, you know, whatever they want to do is fine. But I think in many ways it makes them sometimes reluctant to go see live music because they're not in control. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, with an iPod, you can play whatever you want, but I must tell you, youngsters out there, there is nothing like, Steve Justman and I have mentioned a million different clubs that used to be in this town, nothing quite like the experience of live music. So I'm going to say goodbye to you two guys and play someone we both remember really well, because she's playing, I think it's the College of DuPage, this coming week. Here's a bit of, as we end this show, in honor of Steve Justman, and Louis, you'll love this voice. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is Bonnie Kolak.
Introduced to me by a good friend, and little did I know how the song would go when you asked me to dance and I said yes. Well, I hadn't danced in years, I was clumsy up here, but you slowly took me by. Oh,
Warlock from her new CD, Hearsing. She's playing the College of DuPage next Friday night, 630-942-4000. Don't miss that, because Bonnie does not play that much. We'll take a commercial break, and then we'll close out this edition of the Sunday Papers.
Your savings will be twice as nice at Jewel's Buy One, Get One Free sale through Wednesday. Double up on favorites like one-pound packages of California Premium Strawberries. Buy one, get one free. Wake up to selected Kellogg cereals. Buy one at regular retail, get one of equal value free. And for dinner, Jewel Grade A Fresh Boneless Skinless Chicken Breast or Tenders. Buy one, get one of the same item free with in-store coupon. Lower weight item free. All at Jewel, helping make your life easier. Paying for your groceries at Jewel just got a whole lot easier. Introducing Pay by Touch, the newest, most secure way to make purchases with just a simple touch of your finger. Available at all our checkout lanes. Pay by Touch will have you out the door in no time. No cards, wallet, or checkbook needed. Stop by the Pay by Touch kiosk at the front of your Jewel today for details on how you can enroll. It's free. Pay with your finger. Fast, easy, secure. Jewel, helping make your life easier.
There's a unique environment at Rush University Medical Center, home to top specialists who only treat older adults.
We're devoted to spending time
helping older patients and their families
manage complex health issues.
At Rush, experts recognize the special needs of aging adults. In fact, according to U.S. News and World Report, no Chicago hospital ranks higher in geriatrics.
We're innovators in treating stroke.
Pioneers in rehabilitation.
Leaders in evaluating therapies
that may reverse the effects of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's.
At Rush, some of the world's finest geriatricians and other specialists work together as a team to find the right answers. It's how medicine
should be.
Should be.
Should be. Should be.